606.
John Brennan honours maths.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. The story with this is, I think they're probably more concerned about this one than the first one because of the dreaded trigonometry and the proofs or the theorems that they have to prove. So basically, the exam starts off with a question on the circle. Now, my big advice, get out an old geometry book, and I was given out about geometry earlier on, but the geometry of the circle is going to play a big part in this question. So know your geometry of your circle, practice the circle question. The circle question can cause problems. The second one is vectors. Vectors is a lovely question. I mean, you know I like vectors, so
you
vectors
do,
is a great
you do, you
question.
You light up really, the mention
I light
of vectors.
Up here. I do.
Like a Christmas tree.
Sure.
€3,000
I'll
one.
Get you back for that.
I paid for my own tree this year. Go on.
Oh, my God. I'll never hear the end of that. Anyway.
You weren't cutting down trees.
No.
You cut down three trees. Go on.
Vectors. Right. Nice question. Again, I have a funny feeling. They're recycling an awful lot of questions, Evelyn, here. And they've recycled questions on the previous paper, on the first paper. You should be watching out for the properties of the incircle and the centroid and the circumcircle of a triangle. I have a horrible feeling they're going to come up. Question on the line, be careful. The line question always has a health warning because it's one of these things that you can have, you know, two pages of foolscap, half the alphabet and going nowhere. So be careful with that.
Exactly.
I anticipate they haven't asked the perpendicular distance formula. That's the AX1 plus BY1. It might appear. That's not a tip. It's just they haven't asked it recently. Trigonometry, half angles in the trig equations. They said in the examiner's report that these were done badly. Get your page 9 out and, you know the connections between 2A and A and A over 2. Now, one quick thing is this, is that this examinations commission is very keen that you study the whole course. And as a result of that last year, they stuck in a thing in the statistics question that you could have only done if you'd done sequences and series on the first paper. And a lot of students didn't do that. So I have a funny feeling you're going to see some sort of maybe use of algebra in maybe the difference equation. There's a proof in the difference equation question that hasn't been asked in many, many years. In fact, since 1994, I think you should learn it. Question seven. Permutations, combinations, probability and statistics. Standard deviation, the good way. You can get it on leavingcert.ie. We'll email it to you. Now, the option question, it's not an option. It's compulsory. Any marks lost here, you can't make them up anywhere else. So make sure that you can, you know your integration by parts, you know your ratio test. Now, in the examiner's report of 2006, they said limits were done very badly. Practice your limits because they are done very badly.
So they might go back.
They will ask limits. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they asked limits last year and they were done really, really, really badly. They asked the ratio test where you have to use limits. Your max and min question there should be okay. Your McLaren series will probably involve a general term. Guys, just practice the stuff, you know.
Two days, just go back.
2006, 2005, pick your questions and always start with your best question first.
606.